Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yahweh Sapka, with the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself. Co-host. Okay, not sure what the co-host is. We're going to pause for station identification one moment. Co-host, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Please introduce yourself.
Perpetual Crew Aharon.
And once again, you tuned into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening. Before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings and salutations to the leadership structure of the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy God, Saint Comforter, Holy Apostle, and Chief Priest Azadakia. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle, and Chief Priest Ariah, and Holy Apostle, and Chief Priest Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforters, 42 Chief Priests, Elect Ladies, and Holy Women in our nation. I want to say shalom to the Chief Bishop and bishops of states, cities, boroughs, departments, and units. I say shalom to the army of Israel. Sign out with the Major 13 Shield General. I say shalom to all shields and generals. I say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the New Hebrew Academy. I say shalom to the Young Men's Academy. I say shalom to the Young Women's Academy. I say shalom to the sisters of our nation, the daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, our beautiful children, those that are destined to see the kingdom of heaven. And tonight's topic is the sign of the times. Again, tonight's topic is the sign of the times. Again, brothers and sisters, we're in some perilous times right now. But guess what? This is a sign that something greater is coming. You understand that? So we're going to go through some scriptures and show you what's going on and what's to be expected and what's to be looked forward to. First things first, let's get Romans chapter 13, verse 11.
And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
Again, brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up out of sleep. You know what I'm saying? It's time to wake up out of the deep, dark sleep that you're in, whether you sleep because of drug use, whether you sleep because of religion, whether you sleep because you're comfortable with this system, with this government, with your lifestyle. It's time to wake up, brothers and sisters. You don't see what's going on? Again, read that again, sir.
Romans chapter 13, 11. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
Again, brothers and sisters, you got to realize something. It says your salvation is nearer than you ever believed. Your salvation is nearer than you ever believed. But again, in order to be saved, you got to be right. In order to be saved, you got to be right, brothers and sisters. We're in the time of repentance. It is time to repent. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. It's time to repent. Things right between you and God. Make things right between you and your fellow Israelite brother and sister. Make things right between you and your family. Make things right between you and the community. Because, again, we're supposed to be upstanding citizens of the community. You understand that? Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's got to change. Whatever issues you're still dealing with in your flesh, issues you're still dealing with personally, What other demons you battling with? Listen, it's time to put that all. It's time to put that all aside. Time to put it down. Time to dead all that, and become righteous. Strive for perfection, because we are in some perilous times, brothers and sisters. Let's get Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. See what type of times we in.
Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble.
You see that, brothers and sisters? We are in the time of Jacob's trouble. For the whole nation to be going through troubles, tribulations. But it says, what does it say? It says we're going to be delivered out of it. We're going to be delivered out of it. In order to be delivered out of something, you got to be going through something. And brothers and sisters, we're going through some things right now. I'm going to tell you that right now. We are going through some things. But you just got to hold on, brothers and sisters. You got to hold on. Make sure after this broadcast, you go to www.thecomforter.info. And read the two letters that the Holy God sent comfort the Holy Apostle Cherapie Sazadakia put up on the website. Definitely a must read. A must read. Again, www.thecomforter.info, and read the two letters that he posted up on his website for our brothers and sisters. Let's get Isaiah chapter 29, verse 6.
Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder, and with earthquake, and great noise, with storm and tempest, and the flame of devouring fire.
You just hear what the Bible said, brothers and sisters. It says, we are going to be visited. We're going to be visited from the Lord. The Lord going to visit us. And how is the Lord going to visit us? Give me each word, sir. It says, with what?
With thunder.
With thunder. Brothers and sisters, this was going on right now as we speak. Come on.
And great noise.
Great noise. Just loud booms. When that thunder hits, it's a loud boom.
Mm-hmm.
Make you weak at the knees. Make your knees knock and shake. You be scared to death. Come on.
With storm and tempest.
It says, with storms and tempest, kings, whirlwinds, tornadoes. Come on, megastorms.
And the flame of devouring fire.
Again, acres upon acres upon acres on fire. Brothers and sisters, this was going on right now as we speak. Not one, not two, not three, all at the same time. Still want to just chill out and eat your crabs and eat your shrimps and go to the club and smoke your weed and commit adultery and fornication. You don't see that this is it? You better get yourselves together right now tonight before it's too late. Let me run down some of the things that's going on right now as we speak. First and foremost, you had Hurricane Harvey in Houston, Texas. Again, the floods caused by Hurricane Harvey in Houston is the worst devastation ever in the history of America. You hear that, brothers and sisters? The worst devastation ever in the history of America. And during the same time as the flood in Houston, there was a flood and rains in Bangladesh that wiped out thousands of people. Brothers and sisters, this is going on right now. Houston, it's certain parts of Houston is still underwater. Then you have Hurricane Irma, which is headed towards Florida and Atlanta and the Carolinas as we speak. And is already going through the Caribbean. You understand that? Through different islands, Hispaniola. Devastation. And guess when this is supposed to hit? Guess when it's supposed to hit land in America? September the 11th. Familiar with that date? 9/11, 9/11. Then they said once Hurricane Irma hits, right after it is Hurricane Hosea. King Hosea, it says another hurricane coming called Hurricane Katia. Three hurricanes all at the same time. This is not a rumor, brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? This is not a rumor. This is not hearsay. This is facts. They see these hurricanes coming. And when you look at them from the satellite up in space, it just looked like a ginormous destruction. Then you got the wildfires happening in Washington, Oregon, right here in Oregon, California. And I ain't talking about the ones that's created by, you know, man. I'm talking about the ones created by bolts of lightning. Yeah, let's think about that. Let's meditate on that. Because we ain't going to sit here and act like the acres and acres of land have not been burning since this little Caucasian boy lit this fire, supposedly, allegedly. Let that been an Israelite little boy set that fire. He being in juvenile detention, about to go through 20 years of life. All right.
Right.
But you know, it's all types of excuses for him. Oh, he didn't know any better. Oh, he wasn't thinking. Oh, you know, everyone makes mistakes. You hypocrites. Okay, how can I forget the 8.0?
Yep.
The 8.0 magnitude earthquake in Mexico that affected not only Mexico, but Guatemala City, St. Martin, and all throughout those islands. And you know what's coming next? Tsunami. And last but not least, the lunar eclipse. The lunar eclipse that just happened. Let's get the scriptures on the lunar eclipse. Let's get Joel chapter 2, verse 30.
And I will shew wonders in the heavens and in the earth.
That's it. Hold on. It said, I will show wonders where?
In the heavens.
In the heavens, and where?
And in the earth.
Come on.
Blood. And fire. And pillars of smoke.
Fire, brothers and sisters. In the earth, fire. Come on.
Verse 31. The sun shall be turned into darkness.
The sun's going to be what?
Turned into darkness.
Now, you tell me what just happened. You tell me what just happened. The sun was turned to darkness. It got real cold outside. Now, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. When our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Almighty Yahweh, God's son, when he was up on the cross being crucified, called unto the Father, and he said, darkness came over the land. Yeah, remember that darkness? Sound familiar? Let's see what else the scripture is telling us. Come on.
And the moon into blood.
Now, all right.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't the moon just red?
Yeah.
The other day when we was out, right?
Yes, sir.
So the moon turned to blood. Blood red. And what else does the scripture say?
Before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come.
Brothers and sisters, this is the sign of the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's coming back. It says all this was going to happen before the great and terrible day of the Lord. And you mean tell me you ain't trying to repent? That was the beginning of our Lord and Savior's ministry. Let's get that. St. Matthew's. How you ain't trying to repent? First thing, Lord, this is the first thing Jesus Christ preached in his ministry. St. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. And you're supposed to be a Christian. You're supposed to be a follower of Christ. You're supposed to be a believer. Why aren't you doing what the believers are doing?
Matthew chapter 14, Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
You see that, brothers and sisters? This is one of the first things. Again, it said Jesus began to preach. It's one of the first things messages he put out there. To repent, to change, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that's the message that we're putting out today on this radio show. And every time we go out to do unit work, repent, brothers and sisters, change, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Don't let it sneak up on you like a thief in the night. You understand that? Get yourselves together now, brothers and sisters. Let's get Luke chapter 21, verse 24 and 25.
That's right. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations.
Mm-hmm. Talking about Israel, talking about the nation of Israel being scattered. And put upon within all nations as slaves, as servants. Come on.
And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
Again, it says Jerusalem is going to be trodden down. It says until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. So now the question is, how will you know when the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled? What verse are you in?
Verse 25.
Come on.
And there shall be signs in the sun.
It says what?
And there shall be signs in the sun.
Again, how will you know when the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled? How do you know when the time of the nations and their rulership is up? It says there should be signs where, sir?
In the sun.
In the sun? Come on.
And in the moon.
And in the moon. 10 months ago, the prophets prophesied in front of the White House. And that evening, there was a super moon. Come on.
And
in the stars. Come on.
And upon the earth, distress of nations. With perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring.
Again, it says with perplexity. It talks about distress of nations with perplexity. Meaning, Esau, the so-called Caucasian people, white people, the nations, the powers that be, they don't know what to do. With all this going on, hurricanes, earthquakes, fires, they don't know what to do. That's why you got people right now today in Houston still on the rooftops of their houses waiting for help to come. You had the rapper Bun B on social media crying, saying that the people was looking for help. It wasn't no FEMA. It wasn't no government. He said him and a crew of his guys went around helping people. And the people was thanking them because they was the only people there to help them. Come on, brothers and sisters, you don't see what's happening. my engineer is wrapping this up. I would like to go through more stuff, but my engineer is wrapping it up. Again, make sure you go to www.thecomforter.info and read those letters that the God sent Comforter, Holy Apostle, Chair Priest, how the doc can put up. Until next Saturday, I want to say God bless, good night, shalom, and thank you for tuning in to The Truth and PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com.